Thank you, guys. This is incredible today. I've learned songs that I'll be singing and remembering all through the season, words of truth and life. And so thank you all. We're going to have to change our church rules to allow dancing in here if you guys keep it up. Thank you so much. Hey, this group has worked for months now, and Trey has had three nervous breakdowns getting ready for this. But as always, wonderful job. We've got our musicians here who've been working together and at home. Don't ever forget these guys up in the balcony who run the sound and the video. And our choir. So glad our choir's been rehearsing. I don't know if you noticed, but on Wednesday nights, from outside the building, you can see that this glow from in here coming out these windows. That means our choir is in here working. They've been spreading out and just put a lot into it. And we've put a lot of thought into making it safe. And we didn't lose anything as far as our worship and quality goes. And so would you give them a big hand with me? Thank you, guys. You know, the word amen, as simply as you can put it, means it is so. It might mean so be it, or let it be, or I agree. But most simply, it simply means it is so. And I found myself over and over today sitting over here just having nothing else to say than amen. You know, what a wonderful name it is. It is so. Who is going to save? There's only one. It is so. I mean, the words that you guys shared with us left a mark. I want to read quickly from Isaiah chapter 9, a prophecy of the one we've been singing about this morning. This Jesus, who we have sung about in exalted terms, about how he rules now with God, about all who he is, what a powerful name it is. Over 2,700 years ago from today, 700 years before the birth of Jesus, these small, faint words of prophecy, of foreshadowing, were spoken about what was to be. Did Isaiah the prophet, as he wrote these, as the Holy Spirit spoke through him, did he even know the details of salvation, of Jesus, of the baby? I don't believe he did, but God gave him a prophecy, a shadow of what was to come. Here's just a couple of verses from that prophecy. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness. What kind of darkness is it? It ain't just dark. This is deep darkness. Many of you know what that is. On them has light shined. Verse 6, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David, this is the son of Jesse, you might know. David, the son of Jesse, an ancient figure, and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. Now listen to this last verse, this last section. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, that is Yahweh eternal, will do this. That last line is significant to me, because it's like a seal or a badge of authority on how this would be done. I don't know if you know what zeal is. You might say someone is zealous. That means that they're enthusiastic or that they're committed to what's before them. But we're talking here about the zeal. This is the fervent, unchanging commitment of God Almighty. This is a determined focus to have something done and to see it through. At my house, we're zealous about a few things. One thing that really ignites within us a zeal is something we like to call wet willies. Anybody in here know what that is? All right, some of you are licking your fingers right now. Don't do it. Wet willies is a disgusting thing where somebody will lick their finger, the smaller the finger, the better, and they'll come behind you and cram it in your ear and twist it. If you've never had a wet willy, it's the nastiest feeling. Stan, come up here. You've never had a wet willy. It's disgusting. And We're a little bit competitive in our family, and one thing is, if you give a wet willy to someone, that person, you better know, you better not lay down your head, because that person is coming back to get you. They will, before the night ends, give you a wet willy. I've never seen anything like it with our kids. They will break every rule and defy every command in order to get you back for a wet willy. That's zeal. That's an unbreakable determination to get something done. Something rises up within you and you say, at all costs, come what may, this is going to happen. Now, the Lord tells us in Isaiah, as he prophesies this rescue, guess what? At all costs, come what may, this is going to happen. The zeal of the Lord of hosts. What better zeal could there be than the Lord of hosts? Why did he have to say this? I think these people believed in God, right? He was speaking to the people of God. But I think he needed to give an assurance, because as they looked around, it was darkness. What kind of darkness? Deep darkness. I think they said, God, yes, we know you and we believe in you and we hear your words, but Lord, it doesn't seem like anything. There's no child, there's no rescue, there's no hope, there's no light. God says, I'm going to stamp my seal on it. The zeal, it's going to be me, guys. It's the Lord of hosts who does this. We've had kind of a dark year, haven't we? You could say that all together. 2020 has become kind of a byword, kind of a joke, really. But we've had darkness in our society. We've had darkness in the hospitals. And as I look around at your faces today, I know personally a very deep darkness that has taken hold within you. You know what I'm talking about today. That hurt has not gone away. God comes and tells us again the message of Christmas. And it would be easy for us to say, yes, Lord, we believe in you. Yes, Lord, we know you. Lord, yes, we hear you. We've heard him this morning. But God, it doesn't look like it. He gives us the authority of his own zeal to do what he said he's going to do. He's done it. He comes in the New Testament to Mary and Joseph, and they needed this zeal. It was the same thing that they needed to hear as God spoke this to him. And he said, do not be afraid. And Mary said, well, how's this going to be? And he said, shall anything be impossible with God? We're talking about the Lord here. His zeal will accomplish it. Mary questioned, how could this be, God? It doesn't seem like this is possible. And today you may be sitting here thinking, God, it doesn't seem like this is possible. And God holds up to us his son and says, listen, at any cost, really, God, what cost? We look at the cross. Come what may. Lord, what could possibly come? A hanging body of the eternal Savior? The one who's enthroned with God was flesh and laid there and was dead in a tomb for 3 days. At any cost, come what may, I'm going to do it. He's done it this morning. And so if you need hope for this Christmas, if you need truth, if God's word comes to you and the darkness of the situation in our world, in politics, in medicine, in your loss, in your life, is just too much for you to believe it, you've got Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7, that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish it. You don't need any other badge of authority besides that. And so as Christians, how is it that on this Sunday morning, with all that's happening in the world and in our lives, we are able with honesty to come into a place like this and to say the things we've said because it's true, it has happened, it is sealed, we are saved, my friend. And so this morning, praise the Lord and go into your Christmas holiday with the truth of God's word. It may be possible that today we've got someone sitting here who has never taken hold of the hope that Jesus has brought to us in the cross of Calvary, that you've never been forgiven of sin. We cried out, Stacy and Erica and the ladies, Lisa, who will save? Is that right? Or who shall save in your song? Who shall save? Maybe you're still here today and you've never found the answer to that question. You need to be saved. You need to be forgiven. you need to be embraced as a son and daughter of the King. This very morning, Jesus would receive you. If you would receive him, the gift has come, but it's yours to take. And so in a moment, I'll pray, and if you need to respond for salvation or for any other reason, I invite you to do that. I invite you to come, and we'll walk through you with that, no problem at all, okay? I'm going to have a word of prayer here. Trey, anything left for you guys? Invitation song? Okay, so I'm going to pray, and Trey's going to come up and lead us in an invitation song. Feel free to respond. No one's going to judge you, look at you funny. You just come on and do what you need to do, okay? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you today. God, we don't fail in this moment to fully credit heaven, to fully credit you, God, with saving us, with sending of your very own Son. When there was no hope, when the call came out from the hearts of men, who will save? And the answer was silence. There was no one who might ascend that hill, who might rescue us in darkness. Lord, a hand went up from heaven, and Jesus, the very eternal Son of God, came to our world to save us. And so today we give you all thanks for that, and we pray that in the days leading up now to the Christmas holiday, that you allow our hearts to be rich and full with the light of Jesus, with his divine promises, and with their fulfillment, God. Help us to trust and to know that you've done it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing, and as we do, you're welcome to respond.